We're back in session at 10:38.
All right, so on to case number 19-46, Joshua Brandt, physical therapist assistant.
Mr. Brandt, are you present?
Hello, yes. Can the board hear me okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so again, this is an initial review. Would you like to make an initial statement?
Could we have Ms. Richardson give a summary first?
Yes.
Thank you. The board held its initial review and discussion of complaint 1946 for Mr. Joshua Brandt, PTA, at its regular session meeting on June 30th of 2020. The board at that time requested further investigation in order for additional medical records to be reviewed as it relates to the substandard care and adequacy of the patient record. Additional patient records were received and reviewed with the summary provided. And at its original investigative report, the board alleges that Mr. Brandt engaged in substandard care, aided and or abetted a person who is not licensed or certified in the state and directly or indirectly performed activities requiring a license or certificate, failed to report to the board any direct knowledge of an unprofessional, incompetent, or illegal act, and failed to maintain adequate patient records. This case is for your review.
Thank you. So, Mr. Brandt, would you like to make a statement?
Hello, yes. I just wanted to be present today to answer any questions that the board may have regarding Carl Malmquist. As I said, I haven't deviated much from my written statement. I don't know what else I could say from my written statement or the interview that I had. So, yes, I'm willing to answer any questions at this time. I reviewed all the material regarding the hearings and
okay, thank you. And if board members have a question, you'd be willing to answer them?
I'm not sure he knows you're talking to him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you'd be willing to answer questions then,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Does any board member have a question for Mr. Brandt?
Mr. Brandt, when did you graduate from PTA school?
That was, let me look at my notes here, because it was a while back, around 2000. I've been a PTA for up to 10 years now, so I guess that would put me at, 2010, roughly. And I was a PTA in Ohio before moving out to Arizona 2 years ago to take a position at the clinic that I'm currently at. And we've never since.
Where are you currently working?
I'm currently at Quality Rehab Network, which is the facility that I came down here for. It was physical, but now it's known as Quality Rehab Network. They rebranded.
Okay, so you're still in the facility. What, it looks as though quite a bit of the investigative reports focuses on your documentation. When was the last time you took a course or any CEUs in documentation?
That was in the initial interview, I was actually brought to my attention. And as being in the physical therapy field, it's part of my right to always continuously grow every day. And that goes with documentation too. And so actually when we had the CEUs do, I took a documentation course on that, which the board can review. I'm sure it's, I sent it on my paying for the license.
How many contact hours was the course?
It was two.
And can you tell me a little bit about how your documentation looks different now that you took the two-hour course?
Well, for now, it's to be more in-depth, maybe just go into specifics more on what regarding how the treatment occurred, what the patient's response, and things like that. Right? And when I was in Ohio, I was at a skilled nursing facility, and you can be very, from skilled nursing facility to an outpatient clinic, it can be a little different how you treat. And I think I was going to come over to the outpatient unit. Just I needed to update how I document. And I've been, like I said, I feel like I've improved since I've been working.
Was there in your documentation course, was there any coverage of billing for services rendered?
The billing was, it was a very small amount because it was more on an aquatic documentation course, because that's what I'm dealing with half of the time at the facility. So I wanted to make sure that I hit on that where my expertise is at.
Okay. How many patients do you typically see at a time in aquatics?
I generally see it can be anywhere from 1 to 3, never more.
Okay. Do you discuss before each session with the PT what's going on?
If there's any notable difference as far as how the patients responded from the previous session, or if there's any pain gains, I will confront with the PT that's on schedule. Sometimes the evaluating PT isn't there, but there's always a PT present that I can consult with.
So what I'm hearing you say is that each of these patients is not specifically delegated to you each day by a PT.
No, I come in with my schedule, and then, like I said, they've had the evals, and I go by the treatment protocol, pretty much depending on the injury or diagnosis, and then treat accordingly.
Okay, thank you.
This is Dr. Cornwell. Do you yes. Talk with the supervising therapist before each visit? It sounds like if you have 3 people there, you might have 3 different therapists who are supervising, right?
Well, there's usually there's never a PT in the aquatic side. What there is, there's always a PT on the land side. So like I said, if there's any new findings or anything that I need to update or tell, if as regards to changing any treatment protocol, I can go to that PT that's on that station there. And then, like I said, we have a specific treatment protocol depending on if it's trunk/core strengthening or lower extremities or balance or shoulders, and we just go by the treatment and see how the patient responds, and if there's anything that's out of ordinary, then that would be documented.
So the physical therapist then refers their patient to you in aquatics with a protocol.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not determining the protocol. They are, correct?
Yes. They determine the protocol. Yes. And then I go off of that protocol depending on the diagnosis. And if there's findings, I can always go back to the PT. And if the evaluating PT isn't there, I can ask another PT regarding any change in status.
Do you happen to know how often they go back and see their regular therapist, the land therapist?
Yeah, generally how it works is that someone's seeing two to three times a week, and then they can have one aquatic and one land. In the case of a patient with fibromyalgia, maybe they're just seeing an aquatic because that's the best way that they can make things using the water currents and all that to further strengthen without pain. And usually they go back and forth. So they're seen on land, and then with every, depending on the insurance, they're then revalved every 5th through 10th visit, depending on the insurance.
Okay.
Mr. Brent, this is Peggy Hunter, PTA.
Hello.
Hi. Are any of these land supervising physical therapists ever treat their patients in aquatics?
They don't. Usually when, as of now, there's 2 travelers and they're just mainly on land to treat. And then when we get a referral to the aquatic side, then that's when I can see them over there. As far as if it's part of the treatment protocols, of course, some patients aren't, wouldn't benefit from aquatics, so it's not like everyone's placed there, but usually we find a good protocol for them to follow in regards to aquatic exercises.
So when these patients are performing an aquatic therapy, how does the physical therapist actually evaluate how they're doing?
Well, like I said, if there's any change in status, then I would be able to confront them and tell them if there's any change, like if there's more pain in one area that wasn't found before, I can write that in my documentation and then go to the PT that's there, and we can discuss how to go further with treatment.
So do you ever have the opportunity to speak to the physical therapist before you treat them?
Yes. Not actually. The other day, there was someone that had an open wound. So, of course, I went to the PT, and we couldn't see him since he had an open wound, and he wasn't aware of it on his foot. So if there's anything out of the ordinary as far as pain gains before I treat them, I make sure that I talk to the PT. That's patient saying, okay, should we be going through it? Should they be maybe changed over to a land session so they can be reassessed instead of just seeing the patient that day if there's new findings?
Okay. About, you had no knowledge that there were physical therapists, there were people that did not have a license as a physical therapist working in the clinic?
Right. As of my knowledge, I was stationed at the Foothills and for the first few months, and then I went to the Yuma Clinic, and it was under my understanding that the techs there, I believe Nadia and Rodrigo, were treating as PT techs. And since I wasn't at that facility, I could not see what they were actually doing there. And so, therefore.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Cornwell again. Were you working under general supervision or
regular supervision? With regular supervision. There was always a PT present, and there was always
so the aquatics is in the same building.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And I can just walk right over to the other side if I have any questions that need to be answered.
Just a super quick question for Dr. Cornwell. This is an initial review, is that correct?
Yes.
That we're with?
Does anyone have any additional questions? Okay. Mr. Brent, would you like to make a statement before we move into our discussion period?
No, I thank you for your time. And regarding the things that were brought up, I will definitely be more vigilant and seeing if there's any malpractice of any sort, if people are treating as they shouldn't or anything like that. I just learned to be more vigilant in that regard and with my documentation to just make sure that I stay in depth. And I believe one of you brought up the billing minutes. I was making sure that it's billed accordingly as far as, let's say, I never falsely billed minutes, but like I said, maybe they didn't add up to how many treatments. And so I've been more in depth with actually putting exercises in the documentation, builds of the online documentation, so.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Discussion or a motion?
This is Dr. King. I'd like to just start with an motion of moving this to an informal hearing.
Okay. Is there a second?
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to move it to an informal hearing. Any discussion?
I have something. I'd like to go into executive session.
I'll second, Remick.
So it's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
All right, so completely get out of this meeting and go to the executive session meeting, please. I will stop the recording at 10:53.
And how do I get into the executive?
You do not.